Trojans in burgundy uniforms with gold numbers and gold helmets. Tigers in white jerseys with black pants and black helmets. And a white stripe from front to back on those helmets. Mason Smythe has the ball teed up on the X right at the 40-yard line to our right. We're sitting in the press box high above Trojan Field at about the 45-yard line on the north side of the 50. There are three men back deep for Chesterton in between the 5 and 10-yard lines. Very little wind, run up, and we're underway. It's a low line drive kick, and it will back up and be taken at the 2, and they're going to bring it out. 10, 15, 20, and Cohen Heady made the stop and brought down the ball returner at the 21-yard line. The returner there was Connor Hansen for Chesterton. First down, Trojans from their own 21-yard line, and that's the best kick coverage that Warsaw has shown so far this season.
Heady did an outstanding job of knife technique on the guy that was trying to block him, and he just went straight to the football and put an outstanding tackle on him.
First play from scrimmage, ball in the middle of the field at the 21 at the north end of Trojan Field. Boswell has McCormick to his left. And he'll take the snap and hand off on the delay to McCormick, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down after no gain on the play. Mason Gabrich on the stop. He had two solo tackles and an assist last week. Give him a half yard, which on the stat shows up as 0. It is second down and almost the full 10 to get. They'll go two wides. Check that. They'll go three wides to the right. McCormick lines up as a wide receiver in the slot. They bring in Bradford in the backfield. They have one wide out on this side. As Boswell takes the snap, and he'll fake the handoff toward the near side and is caught. Caught on the near side by Cameron Chadwick at the 29-yard line. So that is a gain of 8 yards. It sets up third down and 2.
It's eye discipline on defense. What are your eyes looking at, both pre-snap and after the snap?
That time they had Bradford in the backfield. They'll bring McCormick back now and set up a third down and 2 play. Ball in the near hash mark. The wide side of the field is left. And they'll send a man in motion. Boswell hands off to McCormick. He's hit the backfield and thrown for at least no gain. They're going to be very generous and mark the ball near the 30-yard line. I'm not sure he ever got that far. It's a gain of 1 for McCormick. It's fourth down, and the punt team runs onto the field for Chesterton.
Really nice job by the defense to understand more than likely what they're going to do on third down. That's from scouting report.
So the Trojans will punt. And punting for Chesterton will be Kiernan Barnwell. Bad snap. Barnwell does good to get the kick away. It's coming to the near sidelines. It stays in bounds. Now bounces out of bounds at the 38-yard line of Warsaw. So the Tigers take over with 9:54 left to play in our opening quarter. Chesterton goes 3 and out. Now the Tigers get the football.
Nice job by the defense to get off the field. You know, they get their but they're supposed to get off the field. That's what they do. They get paid not to play. Give opportunities to the offense.
Tigers run onto the field. And again, Quentin Brock getting his first varsity start of the season. Brock under center, ball in the near hash mark. Option play, and he'll give up the middle, and Salinger will carry it across the 40 to the 41, a gain of 3 yards for Reed, who had 31 carries last week for 148 yards. Again, for perspective, all last season as a halfback, he carried it 41 times for 315 yards. Second down and 7 after the gain of 3. Johnston moved from the near side to the far, which is the open side of the field. Wings on either side. Brock goes under center. And Brock fumbled the snap, and Chesterton recovered. Brock fumbled the snap at the Tiger 39, recovered by Chesterton. And just like last week, on the second play from scrimmage, Warsaw turns it over, and Chesterton has great field position.
Yes, they do. It's, you know, I know it's frustrating for the coaching staff and the team. You got to take care of the football. That's the number one thing. 39-yard
line. So, trouble here for the Tigers right off the bat, and the defense asked to stand up and make a play like they did so many times last week. Three wideouts left, one to the right. Boswell will drop back to throw. Looking left, throws it down the middle of the field, and it's dropped. He had Alex Anciucci wide open at about the 27-yard line outside the hash marks on the far side of the field. It was a little behind him, but that is a very catchable ball, and it's second down and 10.
Warsaw defense trying to put pressure on the quarterback. That was a quick play, which is difficult to get up the field that far, but they are moving well.
Second down for the Trojans from the Tiger 39. After Warsaw's sixth fumble and their fourth loss here in the first five quarters of the season. Boswell back to throw again. Looking, fires it down the middle. This time it's caught by Hansen at the 30-yard line. Going to be close to first down. I think he's short. He is. It's going to be a gain of 9 on the pitch and catch for Boswell to Connor Hansen. It'll be third down and 1 coming up for the Trojans. 8:53 left in the quarter. No score.
Cannot stare at the quarterback. It's a habit that you've got to get high school players to break. You've got to defend your area. Get your head on a swivel.
Third down and a yard. Ball right at the 30 on the far hash mark. McCormick's going to go in motion. They're going to pitch it back to him to the right. The Tigers have it strung out, and it's stopped. Back at the 34. That is Eric Pohl on the stop for a loss of 4 back to the 34-yard line. And now it's fourth in, and I'm sure that Mark Peterson's going to go for it here.
Pohl just did an outstanding job of, A, beating a block, and then tackling a very good back. Very impressive for the senior outside linebacker.
So third down or fourth down now and 4. The Tigers last week against Michigan City, defensively 1 of 2 on fourth downs, 2 of 9 on third downs, which is outstanding. Boswell has one back to his left. Three wideouts that way. Boswell is going to roll that way. He's going to be in trouble. He's going to go down. He's going to go down back at the 44-yard line. Nathan Rosas with the sack for the Tigers. And the Tigers go a 3-and-out after the turnover and get the ball back.
Very impressive job by the defense. Rosas and Hetty in on the sack. A lot of pressure. The front three are really doing a great job of putting the heat on.
So what a moment here for the defense right off the bat. They step up and make a big play, and now the Tiger offense, after a nervous moment, gets the ball back with actually better field position than what they had it from the 44. Brock hands off up the middle, and Zollinger will carry forward. Looks like he got to the 48-yard line, so that's a gain of 4 yards for the senior. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers. 7.5 minutes left to play opening quarter. No score. Neither team has a first down yet. This is the fourth possession of the game. And there's a pitch to the right. Egoff looking for the corner. He turns upfield. He's got the 50. He's got the 47-yard line. He's got the 46-yard line. And where they mark it, they're going to give him the first down.
Outstanding job on the block by the wide receiver, Nolan. That was just a great job of creating that lane.
And it's going to be the referee walked away from the line of scrimmage. It is a first down. First down Tigers, 7:10 left to play opening quarter. No score. The ball resting. Actually, Austin gave him 7 yards on the carry because they gave him all the way to the 45. Brock under center, ball in the far hash mark now. Up the middle, Zollinger. He's got a hole, and he wrestles his way across the 40-yard line of Chesterton down to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards for the Tiger fullback on that carry up the middle.
Yeah, that's a nice job by everybody up front. I noticed that Chesterton is slanting their defensive ends and really crashing them hard inside, which is really going to help our perimeter game.
Well, we've talked about it so many times with you, with Rob. if you're going to take that risk, you're going to pay for it somewhere if Warsaw is executing. Second down and two from the 37. Brock, option play right, pitches back. This is Ransbottom on the carry. He'll turn upfield. He'll get the first down inside the 35-yard line to the 34. That's a gain of three for Lucas Ransbottom and the Tigers' second first down.
Getting that momentum going, that's what the offense needs to do. They need to just do what Warsaw does, go down, punch it in, and get the first score on the board.
Everybody looking over to the far side. The play's being signaled in by a board that the coaching staff changes the numbers on. There are two injured players that are holding it. From the far hash mark again. This time Brock's going to keep it and turn upfield. He'll get a couple of yards to the 32-yard line. Stopped on the carry by Cole Gonzalez, the 6-foot, 205-pound senior linebacker. It'll be second down and eight coming up. We're past the midpoint of quarter one. Warsaw with their second possession of the game. Each team's had it twice. This is Warsaw's second time with it, and the Tigers have advanced it to the Trojan 32. And again, everybody looking at the wristbands they have, which they take the numbers on the board, connect it with the plays on their wristbands. Play clock at 8, now 7, now 6 as Brock goes under center. Here comes Hegoff in motion. Brock is going to keep it and roll to the right. 30, he's the 25, grabbed by the shirt, got the first down inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line. That would be a gain of 11 yards and a first down. And we haven't seen that play either from Drew or from Quentin yet this season.
It's an outstanding design because what it does, it makes the defense be disciplined, because when you're flying with fast flow the other way, you get out of position, and that's what happened. That's a great play design.
5:03 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw and Chesterton scoreless. The play clock is down to, and now the play clock is reset. The Warsaw coaches, there's a wooden partition between us and them. It's not even a wall, it's just a partition. It slides along the countertop. So you will hear them, no doubt, at some point during the night. Excuse me, from the 21-yard line. Brock, wings on either side, wide receivers on either side, and they'll hand off up the middle, and Zollinger fumbled the football again. Are they going to call it a fumble? It looks like they are, and the Tigers have turned it over again. It looked to me like Zollinger was down on that play, but the Tigers turned it over at the 16-yard line, their second fumble, and this game looks a lot like last game.
Yeah, it was a questionable decision by the referee to say that it was a true fumble, but, you know, the thing of it is you can't let the ball get to the ground to give them an opportunity to make a decision like that. It doesn't matter. You've got to take care of the football if you're the Warsaw kids, and got to do a better job.
4:37 left to play, first quarter. Just like last week, two possessions, two fumbles lost for the Tigers. Chesterton now from their own 16, looking for their first down of the game. And they're going to hand it off at a delay, and that play's not going anywhere. That is Rivera on the carry. It's number 33 on your scorecard. You may have to add him, Austin. It's a loss as Gabrich got in the backfield and stopped him. Loss of two in the play, second down and 12.
I liked Rosas before the game. He had a no-nonsense look, and right now he is hard to block.
Benicio Rivera on the carry. He's in the backfield as they line up McCormick in the slot. Second down and 12. Boswell back to throw. Pressure coming from the middle. Throws it deep down the middle. It's incomplete. Intended for Hansen. I will tell you, Isaac Beam got held and tackled to the ground, or otherwise he would have had Boswell inside the 10. It is now third down and 12 coming up for Chesterton, and they are 0 of 2 on third down so far tonight.
Coach Gabrich has three really good players up front, and they are a load to try and keep out of your backfield.
Meanwhile, Boswell's throwing some pretty good passes here in the first quarter, and his guys are having a hard time catching them. Third down now and 12. Ball at the Chesterton 14. Boswell takes a snap. Here comes the rush. Throws it up the near sideline. Throws it into the Chesterton bench. Tigers had two defenders out there with Hanson in the neighborhood. Another three and out after the fumble lost by the Tigers, and Chesterton has to punt again.
Both defensive ends getting in on the quarterback. He had to get rid of it long before he wanted to.
Villema in the backfield. Defensive backfield for the Tigers, standing at the Chesterton 46. And again, punting the football, Barnwell. And he'll get the kick away. It's a good kick. And Villema will wave everybody off of it. This one will bounce into the Tiger bench near midfield. The official still walking. And he'll stop at the Chesterton 47. 3:36 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw and Chesterton still scoreless. And the Tigers have their best starting position at the Trojan 47.
Imperative for the Tigers to take care of the football.
Well, this is stuff that they work on every day in practice. This is not like they're being asked to do new things. But it sure feels like it sometimes. This group has really struggled with putting the ball on the ground. And they're going to run the option play, and it's up the middle, and it is Zollinger on the carry. Nope, check that. Hoffert on the carry. Gain of two on the play. Second down at eight coming up.
Being a little bit smaller, he's tough to see when you get the rugby scrum in there.
He is. I lost track of who it was. Second down and eight. Ball on the far hash mark, wide side of the field is left. Tight formation here for the Tigers. And they run it up the middle again with Hoffert. And Hoffert, I think, lost his mouthpiece. I think it got knocked right out of his mouth. He gained one more yard to the 44-yard line. It'll be third down and seven. Tigers one for one on third downs. This one a little longer than they would prefer. They'd like to get 4 or 5 yards here to make fourth down a little easier. They've tried the middle of the first two plays. They've gone to the outside a couple times. It's been very successful. I'm guessing Chesterton's thinking outside, but they are bunching up right at the offensive line on third down and seven. Option play left, pitch back wide. Good catch there by Ransbottom. He gets away from one man, gets away from two, gets hit hard at the 40, and will go down at the 39-yard line. It's a 5-yard gain, and it sets up fourth down and two. Pretty good run by Ransbottom. Really, he's not been part of the offensive flow of things, but he's looked good so far in this game.
Yeah, that was a nice cut. He cut inside and got about 3 or 4 more yards that we needed.
Just under 2 minutes left to play first quarter, a scoreless game. Hoffert out, Zollinger back in for this critical play from the Chesterton 39. Warsaw has to get the ball right to the 37. Again, Chesterton creeping people up to the line of scrimmage. Option play up the middle. Big hole, Zollinger. First down and more inside the 35, all the way down to the 30-yard line. That's a 9-yard game for Zollinger. And I don't know if he tripped on someone or just tripped on the 32-yard line, but he had a lot of space there. Goes down. Warsaw converts on fourth down. And with 1:31 left to play here in the quarter, the Tigers move the chains.
Great job by the center and the two guards. Outstanding blocking.
Warsaw quickly to the line of scrimmage. 1:22 left to go in the quarter. Option play again, Zollinger up the middle. And he is moving people around, and so is that offensive line. There's 5 more yards for Reed to the 25-yard line. Chesterton is catching Zollinger as he's coming through the line of scrimmage. And that's, as a defender, that's not what you want.
No. When 17's got enough size that you feel it.
Zollinger back in there. 17 on the play clock. 47 left on the big one. This could be the last play of the opening quarter. And they'll hand off to Zollinger again, and he'll dive across the 25 to the 23-yard line. He'll get 2 yards. That sets up third down and three with 30 seconds left to go in our opening quarter. Somebody's lost their cell phone. There's a huge crowd here at Chesterton. It's their first home game. They played at Hobart last week. Warsaw's walking off the field after one quarter of play. It's Warsaw nothing, Chesterton nothing. We're back in 60 seconds with quarter two on News Now Warsaw.